this isn't very America first, is it? I mean, regime change in South America. I mean, this is back to the 70s, right?
I don't know what it's back to. I'm not sure what is actually going on, but it definitely isn't America first, because this has nothing to do with American national interest. It doesn't have anything to do with American security, because all this is, frankly, is for show. I mean, you have all these great videos that are really dramatic, etc., but we have no earthly idea, as your previous guest just said. Yeah. Who are these people? Are they actually narco-terrorists? I mean, we don't even know. Other than the claim, we don't have any knowledge at all. And these things are so small, these just individual small boats. That's not the way most of the drugs are even moved around. A lot of it in the air, a lot of it through other places. There's no evidence this is actually stopping the drugs at all. It's just flashy TV.
Colonel, you've called out the Pentagon over your career in the past. Are you saying this is a for show for the American public, or a show of force for Maduro?
Oh, definitely for the American public. Now, I'm sure that Maduro has definitely got his interest, because he knows he could be on the receiving end of one of those bombs. But it's not accomplishing anything except for making the Trump administration look tough to the American people.
And do you agree with the previous guest there, Katrina, who said this is going to escalate? This is going to twofold. Is this going to escalate, and should this escalate?
Well, I have real concerns that it may escalate, because you can't go messing with the narco, all the cartels, and think they're going to do nothing. I mean, they have been showing pretty conclusively with governments throughout the region that if they get pushed hard enough, they will push back, and in ways that you don't like, and in really ugly ways and violent ways. And I fear that we may just be, poking a dragon here and getting fire back in our own face in ways that we may not like. And again, it may escalate the issue with drugs, not tamp it down.
America's got into trouble in South America in the past. In some very high-profile cases. Do you think this could be a major strategic mistake by the president? And do you think he really realizes that?
I definitely don't think he realizes it. I think that he is kind of thinking that everything he touches, I think he perceives himself as the Midas touch, and he tells everybody he's solved 7 wars, now 8, etc. This whole issue with the Gaza thing in the Middle East, and he solved that. Now he's trying to solve the Russia-Ukraine war, and now he's doing this stuff here. And I think all we're doing is exploding all the danger and the risk, and I don't see any fundamental possibility of this actually accomplishing anything good for the American people.
I imagine in the Pentagon there's some clucking lawyers, right, that kind of feel this is probably, not the most legally watertight operation the Americans have conducted.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of things in that category.
Yeah.
But there's no legality to this whatsoever. They just want to do it. They're doing it. I mean, by all rights, if you think that there's, narco-terrorism going on, that there's drugs, then there are international laws that you interdict them. If you have this intelligence that can tell you so precisely what these people are doing and where it's going, then you interdict them. You bring in vessels that can stop them, you capture them, then you actually say, all right, we're going to get intelligence from these guys. Where did you come from? Where is this going? That's what you do if you actually want to stop the drug trade. But if all you do is blow it up and nobody knows who this stuff is, there's no proof whatsoever this is stopping anybody. It looks more like it's just for show.
There's reporting today that Maduro is very firmly in the American government's sights now. There's a $50 million bounty already, playing devil's advocate, and they are going for regime change. Colonel, how would they do it? What scale of intervention would you need, do you reckon, in Venezuela to topple what looks like a pretty shaky regime down there?
Yeah, I don't know how shaky it is, though. I mean, we tried this in the first Trump administration with Juan Guaido and all that, and all these huge protests that were going on, and we tried to support the opposition, and that fell flat. We ended up being humiliated and didn't get it done. Now it seems like we're trying again. Now then, with this peace prize going to this opposition leader, it seems like we're trying to ingratiate ourselves with her.
Well, she seems pretty keen on an intervention.
Oh, she's like Guaido was before that. Yeah, so of course they want that. They want to use the U.S. military to accomplish what they can't do on the ground, and that is regime change to get Maduro out of there. And if you are even thinking about doing some of that, you've got to have a lot more military power than what we've got in the region right there. Otherwise, all you're doing is just stirring up a hornet's nest, and you're not going to accomplish the goal anyway.
What would you do, though? I mean, it's obviously clearly a menace and a threat, and you could make the argument that it is America first, because these drugs are actually affecting, domestic Americans. What would you do?
No, if I'm doing America first, I am going to do what I can to stop the flow of drugs coming into the United States. I'm going to do something to get after the demand side of that. Why do we have such a demand for it? That's where you can actually do something here. But to even toy with regime change is disastrous and the opposite of America First, because it could get you sucked into yet another regime change war that ends up disastrously. So I would not do it at all.
What if, though, you know, you, me, a couple of guys, we get that $50 million from the State Department. Do you reckon we could get in and out of Venezuela, kidnap Maduro, get him to the United States, claim the money, and still have any change left over from that 50 million? Surely there's people having this exact same conversation across America. Seems like the perfect plan, right?
Well, it's really good on paper. But when you actually try to do it on the ground, it'll be a little bit different of a story. Because if there's one thing, however corrupt Maduro is, he's pretty good at his self-defense and his security apparatus.
He's hiding somewhere. Do you reckon people will try and have a crack at that? I mean, that's why you put a bounty to that.
That's the reason why you do it. Yeah, I'm sure there would be. I'm sure that he's checking his food pretty carefully and his security guard.
Well, it's 50 million alive. So yeah, 50 million dead, I think, would be a little easier. Adrian, are you in? Are you coming on this adventure?
Listen, I'm in. I'm fully in. I'll just say, you know, I think it's very interesting open conversation here. I think having him is great to understand this. You know, there's a lot that we don't know. I've always said, listen, let's trust Trump. Let's see this through. You know, he's had that stance on drugs. You know, the man's never had a sip of alcohol. He runs on 4 hours of sleep, and he's fueled by Diet Coke.
When does he sleep?
Doesn't. Not much.
But do you think you're in touch? You have the finger in the pulse of the MAGA world, the MAGA base. This is not what MAGA voters wanted, is it? And yet another regime change potential operation and another costly long forever war.
No.
This one even closer to America's backdoor.
Let's hope that there's a trick up his sleeve and it doesn't start anything too big, like he said, stirring the hornet's nest. Let's hope that's the case. I think, again, this is like a significant play for his war on drugs and his stances in that. And I think that he's trying to make moves here. But yeah, I mean, interesting to hear this conversation, so I appreciate that.
Colonel, I want to talk about Pete Hegseth. Obviously, leaving aside his little difficulties left him at RF Millfield today with a broken plane, he's generating a lot of heat from Pentagon reporters for this new rule that they won't be able to actively solicit information from military officials that hasn't been formally cleared. That strikes me as an almost impossible ask and completely in breach of the First Amendment.
Well, 100%. And I was really surprised to see that even Fox News has pushed back on that. They said, we will not sign that, along with CNN and NBC and several others. So it's one of the rare times you see both right and left media get together on this and push back on something. I think it's a terrible idea. And I don't know why they would have wanted to do that or why they think they can get away with it. Because basically what you're saying is you are no longer the free press. You will only report what we tell you or you'll lose your credentials.
Yeah.
That was the big threat. And, of course, nobody wants to lose their access to the Pentagon. But if you also don't have the freedom, then you have some real problems. So I don't think this is going to fly.
More broadly in the veterans community, in the military community, in the wider world at which you focus on, how is he rated, Pete Hegseth?
And the people that I've talked to, it's actually pretty bad. They think that it's kind of like a lower ranking soldier that suddenly got in charge of all. He got to lecture all these generals, etc. That he's really good at demonstrative and speech making, but not really good at actually doing the job of the Secretary of Defense. He's not very held in very high esteem.
And I suppose the generals didn't want to go back on the bleep test quite yet. What did you make of the Secretary of changing the department to the Department of War? Is that?
Yeah, I think I was big time against that. I mean, that we're supposed to have our armed forces to defend our country. And that's the reason they called it that. And when you say that we need to be more offensive, which the president did, that kind of made me cringe a little bit because we're pretty offensive already. And when you try to say, hey, we want to go because we want to win wars. Look, we didn't fail to win wars because of the name. It had nothing to do with it. It had to do with the fundamentals on the ground.
Colonel Davis, thank you for joining us. Fascinating chat there. Adrian as well. Thank you for coming. I'm going to come back on your show out here.